Thousands are still without power in the Fairbanks area today due to heavy snow. Golden Valley Electric Association spokeswoman Corrine Bradish blames heavy wet flakes sticking to trees.
Probably because some of the trees haven't lost their leaves completely, and the weight is bending them over into power lines.
This morning's estimate from Golden Valley puts the number without power in the Fairbanks North Pole and Nenana areas at between 7 and 9,000. The Fairbanks Daily News Miner reports 15,000 are without electric service. Bradish says GVEA's crews are in the field making repairs.
People are just going to have patience as they are removing trees and then re-energizing a line. That's usually when they're going to find there might be another tree on another block over that they have to remove as well.
Golden Valley anticipates some areas could be without power for days. The snowstorm is one for the Fairbanks record book, according to National Weather Service meteorologist Christopher Cox.
For the official observation at the airport for yesterday, we had 11.2 inches of snow. And that is the most snowfall on a September day that's ever been recorded.
Cox says the monthly total, which he expects to top 20 inches, will move this month solidly into second place behind the record-setting snowy September of 1992, when more than 24 inches fell.